welcome to Taxation's weekly podcast for issue 4288, which will be live online from Wednesday the 19th of January and available in print from the following day. I'm Rachel Down, an intern for Taxation magazine, and I'm with the magazine's chief, Mike Treeman.
Hi there.
Hi. Let's begin with a taster of what our readers have in store for this week's issue. First on the list, we have Carefree Motoring, a comment piece where Nick Lloyd explains how you can take advantage of the car benefit rules. So, Mike, what does Nick discuss?
Well, it's a sort of back to tax basics from Nick, but the trouble is when you look at car benefit rules, you can look at them in isolation if you're not careful. What he does is to look at the realities. What are the sorts of things that people really are going to want to consider? I mean, you know, if you're an individual, you're probably not going to buy a new car for yourself. If, on the other hand, it's a company car, it probably is going to be a new car, unless you sort of start thinking about the other possibilities. So it's a very practical piece, looking at things as they really happen in real life.
Yeah. So will the readers of Taxation actually see a benefit from any of these changes then?
I think there's not so much changes, but I think that if you go through that article, particularly if you're somebody who's done it as an exam piece, I mean, I think we're going to call it Tax Basics. If you've done it for exams but you've not really done it in practice, it's a very good piece to look at and say, oh yeah, that's how what I learned fits into how you really do these things.
And I suppose if you're looking for an excuse to splash out or invest in a Swish classic car, it certainly seems a perfect.
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, because you're looking at list price, the list price of those cars when they're originally done with is a lot lower. But he does look at the implications of what happens when you restore them and things like that. So, yes, classic cars have their advantages, but he does look at some of the pitfalls as well.
So, next we have Neil Warren's article, Chalk and Cheese, yep, which considers some of the unusual rules that determine the VAT liability of training services which are supplied by a UK business. What unusual rules are highlighted in particular?
I think the one that really might give people the shivers when they look at it is one that he looked at in real life, where somebody who was providing private tuition, sort of music tuition or whatever, is just about to become incorporated. And from a direct tax point of view, absolutely right, very sensible thing to do. Neil saw it at a late stage and said, if you do that, she's suddenly going to have to pay VAT on all her, or charge VAT on all her supplies. And she's making those supplies to individuals, so it's going to be a direct hit on the bottom line. That, I think, is the real key part in that. Something where, you know, you're not thinking about VAT because you think it's exempt, and there's this trick that it's only exempt if you're a sole trader or a partnership, not if you're a limited company.
Oh, very interesting. So to find out more, just log on or read in print Neil's article, which comes fully equipped with all the practical examples, as well as legislative exemption rules and case law. Next up is Rebecca Bennyworth, who is the new editor of Tax Advisor, and her article Taking the Credit, which provides our readers with the rundown of changes to tax credits. Mike, would you say, what would you say is the most influential change discussed to the tax credits? And will a lot of people be affected?
I think the most influential one, actually, is the one which Rebecca, in turn, has previously highlighted and we've talked about, which is the fact that the £25,000 income disregard that you used to have meant that, effectively, if you bought a van for your business and you were claiming the main rates of tax credits, broadly speaking, the revenue paid for it. If you took all the tax credits and the tax relief into account, you actually got more back than you spent. That is going to be reduced steadily over the next few years. So whereas we've got a £25,000 disregard at the moment, it will go down to £10,000 and then to £5,000. And the implications of that could be quite important. So definitely worth looking at.
Yeah. Okay, so finally we have The Hitchhiker's Guide to Tax Policymaking, where Anne Redston asks, is the idea of a new approach to consultation too radical for HMRC? What are your thoughts on HMRC's new approach then, Mike?
Yeah, I think this is one of the ones where we feel we really have got to say something early, because there's this great approach to consultation which they've put forward, which is, I suppose, the government's approach rather than the revenues. And it's that, first of all, you consult on whether there's a need to make any change at all. Then you consult on the parameters of the legislation that you want, and only then do you come up with the draft legislation. And by its nature, that is a a consecutive process. You've got to do each one in turn. What the Revenue have said about the PAYE security legislation is, oh, we are going to do all three stages, but we're going to do all three at once. Well, you can't. I mean, if the idea is that you talk first about whether you need a change, and then about what sort of legislation you want, and then about what legislation you're going to draft, you can't start that process by issuing draft legislation.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really important point. It's important anyway with PAYE, but it's really important that we don't let this idea of consultation, which is so good, fall at the first hurdle because they sort of concatenate the three.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're. Anne is very incensed about this, and you'll be able to tell I am too. And we really do think that this one needs to be picked up at an early stage and knocked on the head.
So a nice meaty article we
Absolutely,
got there then.
Yeah.
Well, that's about it for this week's podcast preview. But don't forget to visit the New Look Taxation Awards website for your chance to enter any of the 16 categories in this year's contest, as well as our online editor Daniel Selwood's page, The Taxman, has started to tweet. Thank you, Mike, for your input, and of course to you, the listener.
Bye now.